You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. And this morning, we have Jason Hendricks in here, everybody's hungry man. And he's been taking Sandy's place and doing a good job, by the way, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not used to really sharp questions coming from that area. It's kind of blowing my mind.
I studied all week.
That's it. Did you look at Sandy's book? On questions, so
it's kind of cryptic. I had to come up with my own interpretation.
Okay, I got it.
Are you hungry for a little more than what you've had before?
Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry.
Hey, and today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. The marketing power and energy that Tom and Sandy bring to the worlds of entertainment, food, and music in the 805 is unmatched. If you want your event to get the exposure and excitement it needs this summer, and you want to extend your brand's reach and recognition throughout the 805, then you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 or email 805withtomandsandy@gmail.com for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultation. You know, right now we got the fair season going on.
Yeah.
It's big. Ventura County Fair is very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone throughout the county travels in to be a part of it. You know, we mentioned Food Share at the beginning of the hour, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a booth there. So if you want to get involved, as Tom was mentioning at the very beginning of the show, you want to understand what Food Share is about, you want to volunteer, they have a booth in the Ag Building.
Right.
If you're at the fair this week, go in and see them. There's great volunteers. There's a cool board where they've made a picture out of seeds. They've got a nice pasture scene with a cow that people have actually put colored seeds on to create the picture,
mm-hmm.
get involved, and they'll give you all the information you need right there in the Ag Building at the fairgrounds.
Fantastic.
But I went to the fair
right.
on Thursday, and my goal was not to ride rides, not to interact with plants and horticulture. It was to eat.
Eat.
And that's what the Hungry
Man...
I like eating.
food.
There's a lot of variety at the fair, and I don't know if you have a favorite item when you go to the fair each year, Tom, but I typically go for that crazy dinosaur-sized smoked turkey leg.
Yeah, I love those.
Those things are monstrous. You could spend all day eating it as you walk around. It almost tastes a little bit like ham, the way they smoke it.
Yeah, they do smoke it, and it is good.
But I ventured out differently this time. I had a three-course goal. So I wanted to open with something, I wanted to eat a main focus, and then I wanted a little dessert.
Okay.
I got derailed, though.
What happened?
Because I went into the Ag Building first.
Yeah.
And Underwood Farms was there showcasing some of their five specialty melons. And I had no intention. As you know, the fair is full of all kinds of food that you would never eat on a regular basis.
Right.
But the Ag Building...
Well, if you ate it on a regular basis, you would not live.
That's true. Your cholesterol would be through the roof.
Yes, it would be through the roof.
But Underwood was showcasing, again, their melons, and they had these little cups with a scoop of each of the five melons. So I started out fresh and sweet and healthy.
Nice.
And
then you went downhill.
Bang.
Yeah, straight downhill.
It was like a boulder coming down the mountain. I started out with some fried cheese curds. Right there on the main drag, there's a booth with vibrant orange and yellow banners.
Right.
And I think Lisa McKinney would endorse cheese curds as well. It's the little bits of a soured cheese as they're making blocks of cheese, little bits that come off as they're cutting away. They batter those and they deep fry them. And it was delicious.
I bet it was.
You just pop in your mouth. They're like almost the size of popcorn shrimp. As you're walking around the fair, you have your little boat of fried cheese curds. You pop it in your mouth like a snack.
Yeah.
They've got a light batter and a saltiness. And they're pretty firm. They're kind of squishy almost. A lot of places across the country call them the squeaky cheese because when you bite through it, it kind of gives you a little squeak.
Oh, nice. That's the cholesterol zipping in your bloodline.
But a lot of locals, too, when they heard I was going to the fair, some friends of mine said, there's one place you got to try, and it's not typical of fair food whatsoever. I was pleasantly surprised, and it's the Oxnard Buddhist Temple. They have a little trailer there doing udon. They've got some teriyaki bowls as well with rice.
Okay.
But I was told specifically to try the udon.
Which is a noodle, correct?
Right. The udon is a thick Japanese noodle. Can be made from rice or flour.
Okay.
It comes in this little cup with a really beautiful savory, salty, and slightly sweet broth.
Mm-hmm.
You can put teriyaki chicken or teriyaki steak or beef on top, and then they sprinkle it with these awesome vegetable green onion slices so that you get that kind of pungent vegetal aspect of the onions trickling down through the meat and you stir it all up, take some chopsticks and you know, I think Chef Cindy would probably tell you, you got to slurp the noodles.
Is there any other way? There's no way.
That shows a certain level of appreciation. You can't deny that.
No.
It was delicious. I ate the whole cup. Like, yeah. I wanted to be sparing with all my portions.
Right.
I sat there at the table, did a lot of people watching, and I crushed through the whole thing.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, you probably, you know, you're probably at 125 pounds now.
I'm moving up the scales.
Getting up the scale.
They have a lot of before I get to the dessert, they have a lot of other things that are available as well. When you're walking around, there's Mexican food, there's barbecue, you've got your typical roasted corn. Uh-huh. Ears of corn, I think that's a staple.
When love you that.
Go to a fair anywhere across the country, there's somebody that's doing ears of corn brushed mm-hmm. with butter, or a little, you know, out here in California, the big thing too is a little spread of mayo.
Uh-huh.
And
mayo.
Yeah, there's a seasoning sprinkle. It's like the Mexican style that Chef Tim
did. Paprika. You put paprika, but not mayo on it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, street corn. Ask Chef Tim for his recipe.
I don't doubt it, but I always do, if I'm going to do that and you use a little paprika, I'll just butter it up, you know, and then put the paprika on it and then barbecue it.
Rich and delicious.
Yeah.
Some other cool stuff, though. The ears of corn lead right into corn dogs, which is another iconic item mm-hmm. for the fair. There's so many booths that are doing corn dogs.
Right.
I wouldn't have a recommendation because there's too many varieties.
Dip it in mustard.
Ketchup and mustard, baby.
See, I'm a mustard guy on corn dogs.
Mustard by itself?
Yeah, mustard by itself with a corn dog is me.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people like, you know, ketchup.
Yeah, I like it. I like a little combination of both. I like the tang and this little bit of sweetness from the ketchup and that zing from the mustard.
Yeah, I love the zing from the mustard. A good, strong mustard. And you know, there's so many great mustards out there. I bought one at Simi Valley Cajun and Blues Festival.
Okay.
And, like, everybody is hung up on this now. When I bring it out, you do your sausages and then dip it in there. I don't know where I'm going to get more of this mustard, but it's
mustard
really gone.
Is an underrated condiment. I just had one yesterday. It was mustard seed and ale mixed in.
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Sierra Nevada has, you know, they've got a mustard line. Well, everybody's got a mustard line. Jack Daniels has a mustard line. But there's a lot of different things you can do with mustard. I think, without a question, it's one of my favorite condiments.
I would agree. And then they also, if you want to take your mustard a step further, they got those spiral spuds on a stick. I don't remember the exact name, but it's like a potato that's been spiral cut, and they stretch it out on this wooden stick.
Right.
And you, it's like
kind of like an onion ring that's stretched
exactly,
out.
Exactly. It's like a bunch of chips on a stick.
Yeah.
But for dessert, I went towards the crazy realm.
Okay.
You know, the fair, anytime you hear about a fair across the country, they're deep frying Twinkies and Oreos and Snickers, and I've even heard of deep fried Kool-Aid and cola. And basically, that means they're just taking the Kool-Aid and the cola and they're mixing it into a batter. But you get the flavor and the effervescence when they deep fry it.
Jeez, this time around, can it get any worse for you?
It can. In the past, some fairs have done deep fried butter, which I think is a horrible idea.
Fried butter?
Someone needs to be smacked with a stick of butter.
My goodness gracious.
But at the fair this year, I found deep fried Rice Krispie treats.
Okay, I can visualize
that. Yeah, I saw your face relax. Like, that's not too bad.
Okay,
it was delicious.
I can visualize that.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
The batter they're using is nice and fluffy. There's a sweetness to it, a sweet and buttery kind of component.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I wasn't a huge fan of, and it's nothing you can do to fix it, is the texture on the inside. Because as that thing heats up, the marshmallow melts,
right?
And it makes the Rice Krispies a little soggy. So it's kind of like a little bit of a stale Rice Krispie.
Yeah.
But the flavor was amazing. That marshmallow.
But the texture kind of threw you off.
A little bit. I got past it then because the flavor was worth it.
But texture can throw people off. I mean, that's the biggest thing about oysters, for instance.
Yeah.
They'll go, you know, it's like this and that. And it's like, no, but just try it.
It can be a big deterrent for a lot of people.
It can be.
The cool thing when you're going to a fair about food is, especially if you're going to be there all day long, the smells are saturating the fairgrounds. You're getting the smokiness. You're getting the fried food smell, the sweetness.
Right.
You know, it lures you right in. I would say pace yourself, though. The one thing that I feel is a drawback is some of those foods can be pretty expensive for what you're getting.
Right.
So if you're going with a group, split it. Get a bunch of things and just share them. That way you're not, you know, duplicating and stretching your costs too far. Go out there and enjoy the meals, though. They got some cool stuff. There's a few locals as well. Like I said, the Oxnard Buddhist Temple has a booth. I was told by some friends at Foodshare to check out Lupitas for the breakfast burritos.
Oh, okay.
And then Spencer McKenzie's has a trailer out there.
Well, he's got good fish tacos.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, they make nice tacos.
There's some things that I miss, Tom.
What is it?
The Indiana State Fair and the county fair where I grew up, they used to have pork sticks, these beautiful like skewers of teriyaki marinated pork. And there was a char that you get on the edges. I've not been able to find that.
Huh.
I wish somebody would bring back the pork sticks. Elephant ears, very similar to a funnel cake. Texturally, though, a lot different. It's like you could actually make your own elephant ears at home. You take some pizza dough, and you stretch it kind of thin,
right?
Deep fry it, and then sprinkle it with cinnamon sugar. that's essentially an elephant ear, but the texture that you get when you deep fry it, it pulls apart and it's kind of stringy. It's awesome. And they don't have it out here. They all, they have the funnel cake. Yeah. And then the other one that my mother used to love was tempura veggies. There was a trailer at the LaPorte County Fair where we used to go every year. And it would be zucchini and onions and carrots and cauliflower with a nice light tempura batter.
Right.
And like Mark was saying earlier with the Asian vinaigrette, just a nice light dipping, almost ponzu kind of sauce. Yeah. We don't have it out here.
Huh.
As many vegetables
why.
As we're growing.
Yeah, as many vegetables
come
as we're growing.
Come on, guys.
Think
I want the tempura
everything.
Vegetables.
Deep fried strawberries.
Ooh. Yeah. Now you're talking.
I'm sure I am.
We should talk to our friends at the Strawberry Fest and see if they'd be interested in doing that.
Well, they do strawberries every other way.
Why not?
You know, what the heck?
And besides the food at the fair, there's a lot of other great stuff. I know that we got some great concerts coming up. We got Styx and Hunter Hayes and Air Supply, Hall & Oates. But there's a lot of cool stuff going on there. The one thing we do want to mention, too, is Military Appreciation Day on August 8th.
Okay.
Free to all military personnel with ID. So, you know, if you're with family and friends, get out there and enjoy the fair. It's a good time, a lot of great rides, and I think you'd enjoy yourself.
Fantastic. Now, you brought in for us.
We do. Everybody's Hungry is giving away a pair of tickets to get into the fair. They're good for any day of the week. They're full admission, so you don't have to worry about time restrictions. We got full admission tickets, so any day through the 11th while the fair is going on, as well as one of the hooded sweatshirts. It's a size large with the fair's poster, this year's poster.
Oh, very
on the
nice.
Back. So we want to give away a pair of tickets and a sweatshirt.
A pair of tickets and a sweatshirt. Give us a call at 650-1590. Let's take caller number 15 on that one. And if you come down here at Gold Coast Broadcasting before 10 o'clock and come right to the front where KVTA is, we can just hand it to you.
Yeah, and then you can go today if you want.
You can go today, okay? If you can't do that, I'm going to go back over to my store, Great Rooms in Camarillo, and Jim will set that up for you where you can pick it up at Great Rooms, okay? Because it's got the sweatshirt and the tickets. 650-1590, caller number 15. We're going to take a quick break. Listen to some of our great sponsors right now. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.